All right, everybody. So it's good to have you guys back. I'm Nathan here, and I actually have a co-host, Eli. So I want to thank him for joining us today. It's good to have you, Eli.
Thank you, Nathan. I'm really excited to be on.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I've been working really hard to get a co-host on here. So first, before we start off, I real quick just gonna tell you guys where you can find us and contact me. So you can go to anchor.fm at legendslovers.com. It has all of the links to all of the platforms except for Apple Podcasts, where you can find us, find Legends Lovers. So we're like Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, Overcast. I recently found out that the Google Podcast link was fixed, so I'm super excited for that. And then the Apple Podcast link is not on anchor.fm/legendslovers, but if you look us up, Legends Lovers Star Wars Podcast will pop up. So that's one thing that's really exciting. Also, you can call in or leave a voice message, or you can email me at legendslovers@protonmail.com. So that's an easy way to get in contact with me. I haven't actually gotten any emails yet, but when someone emails me, I'll be ready. I'll try to either bring it up on the show or I'll reach back out to you. Same with the voice messages. But today, I wanted to kind of talk about some Old Republic, more legend stuff. So we'll play an audio clip here in just a minute, and that'll be it's a I might end up playing it, but it's a video about the Eternal Twins and Old Republic. I might end up playing clips of it, depending on what we do, but you guys will get the audio for that. But so I know I've got some websites up, and Eli has done some research as well. So we're excited to talk about them. So, Eli, where would you like to start with that? I don't know if you have a preference, or would you like me to lead? How do you want to go about this?
So I just wanted to say today we are going to be talking about the Eternal Twins, the
Right.
twins whose father was named the Valkorion, otherwise known as Vitiate.
So yeah, that's actually a good bit of information. So Valkorion, also Lord Vitiate, was for some of his lifetime the Emperor of the Sith Empire. After Naga Sado and Ludo Kresh fought for power, he eventually took over after them. He was his birth name was, I believe, Tenebris. He was a Sith pureblood, and so he lived on a planet called Nethima and eventually became an emperor, sparing a lot of details. Some of it don't really want to get into detail about. We did talk about him on the Revan breakdown series. So if you guys want to learn a little bit more about Vitiate, I would go check him out. Check out those episodes. That'd be really cool to listen to. But yeah, so he is the father of the Eternal Twins. So the names of the Eternal Twins, I know some people have heard of it. It's these I believe the Eternal Empire cinematics are like very, very popular for the cinematic, like extremely popular, like for the video game, a crazy cinematic. The video game itself was not great, but the trailers were incredible. But the names of the twins, the one clothed in white is Arcan, and the one clothed in black is Fexan. I believe I'm saying it correctly. If I'm not, go ahead, you can email me or call in. That's just a plug there. But so Eli, I wanted to ask you, and forgive me, I'm not used to the co-hosting, so bear with me. I'll get better eventually. But what have you heard about the twins so far? Like, what do you know about them?
I
Basics.
heard that the father favored neither of the Eternal Twins for some time because of the fact they kept helping each other out or something along those lines. And eventually the white brother, I forget his name.
The white one is Arcan.
Arcan got injured in battle after going to Korriban. because and he was also ordered by his father that he could not go, but instead went because he was sick and tired of his father not caring for them, unlike his mother, who cared about both the twins. And eventually, the white brother killed his father and blamed it on an outlander which was a Jedi at the time, and blamed it on him as an excuse to get the Sith throne. So,
yeah. So it's really interesting. The Eternal Empire was kind of like a Sith, but not Sith, and the cinematics are a little dark sometimes. I believe it's the I don't know if it's the Eternal Empire or the Fallen Empire one, where Arkhan and Thexan's sister is taken into, I don't want to say custody, by their father. But yeah.
That was not a pleasant one to see.
No, it was not. But also, I believe the cinematic, it's hard to translate what's going through everybody's head because there's not a lot of talking. But yeah, Arkhan eventually he killed his brother. He went to attack his father after the Korriban intrigue. They went to test the Sith Empire in the Republic and see how strong they were. And so after they returned, their father was, again, he didn't really care. He was neglecting them. And so Arkhan attacked him, and then Thexan tried to keep them from fighting, and then they ended up in a short duel where Thexan did not make it out alive, and Arkhan eventually worked with his father until he killed him and took the throne of the Emperor of the Eternal Empire. So that's some pretty cool stuff. It can be a little sketchy sometimes, but Eli, I remember you just mentioned the Outlander, so what do you know about him?
He was they raided both the Eternal Empire raided both the Sith and the Jedi vessels, or cruisers. I call them cruisers.
Right.
Anyway, took the everybody else died except one Jedi known as the Outlander and one Sith. The Sith did not make it out alive, but
right.
After killing his father, the white brother killed his father and blamed it on the Outlander. So then the Jedi were angered of this, so they decided to find the Eternal Empire and make sure they were taken care of.
Right. Yeah, so he also used it as an excuse to attack the Republic. So that was, it was really interesting how he did that. But it was also, he didn't tell the Eternal Empire about how he thought that Valkorion translated his consciousness into the Outlander. So the Outlander eventually escaped, whereas the Sith, as Eli mentioned, they didn't escape alive. They were, because they wouldn't talk, they were actually executed by Valkorion, I believe. And and so basically the Outlander eventually is supposedly kind of possessed by Valkorion. But so that leads Arkhan to like try to hunt him down. And so while the Outlander is creating the Alliance and is then called the Commander, he actually forms an alliance with Jedi and Sith and even the twins' mother. But by the time that they start to battle, Valkorion has already moved on to another host body, I believe. So that's something new and interesting that we see actually Sidious do in, partially in last Rise of Skywalker novelization. When he's thrust down the shaft, he transfers his consciousness to a clone body. So it's a little bit different, but relatively the same thing. But on more detail on the Outlander, I have it up on Wikipedia here, so I don't know. I think this could be edited because it's technically Wikipedia. I don't know, but it's Star Wars related. And so here it says, the Alliance Commander was also known as the Outlander, so we already know that. And he was a hero of the Galactic War between the Galactic Republic and the Sith Empire, who became an associate of Theron Shan and Lana Benicio during the Revenant Crisis. So this is all Sith and Republic issues. And anyway, it goes on to say that the Outlander helped uncover a conspiracy by order of Revan members Rian Derek and Darth Akris, assisted Sean and Benicio in exposing, and it goes on, but he's like, so he's very profound, I think, or prominent figure in the Jedi. And so when he was captured, and then the murder of Arkan and Thexan's father was blamed on him, I think that really caused a little outbreak between the Jedi and the Eternal Empire. But also it goes on to talk about how Valkorion actually lived on Yavin 4. So I believe the Sith Emperor Vitiate actually lived on Yavin 4. So what do you know? Do you know anything about Vitiate and Yavin 4? We're going off on tangents here. That's the whole point of having a co-host and having multiple people, is that you just start talking and you have a bunch of interesting conversations that might not have been the topic. But Eli, what do you know about Vitiate and Yavin 4?
I don't really know much about Yavin 4, but I do know a lot about Valkorion and about his homeworld, Zakuul, I believe is how you pronounce it.
And I think you're right.
He killed his parents at age 6 and sucked the life force out of an entire planet. And once he did that, he showed the Sith like emperor at the time his power, and he was granted the rank of master at age 6.
Wasn't he a little bit older? I think he was like 11, right?
Yeah, he took a few years, and yeah, I'm pretty sure. And his sons and daughters actually had inherited his force strength, and he also was known as the Immortal Emperor, which I also heard Plagueis was extremely influenced by Valkorion.
Right, and Vitiate as well.
Yeah, and I believe Palpatine researched into him a little.
Right.
So were all trying to figure out the way to be immortal, because he would live for centuries earning the title of the Immortal Emperor.
Right. He also, after his eventual death, his spirit managed to live on, even after eventually Arkan hunts him down and kills his host bodies and everything, and he's just a spirit. And so Revan actually wants to bring him back, because Revan had been captured by him for thousands of years, and he eventually escaped, and his personality split. His family the family he knew had been had died, and they had moved on because it had been thousands of years. And so Revan, I know, was filled with vengeance, and so his consciousness split into a light side Revan and a dark side Revan. So Revan was eventually known as Dark Revan, and eventually he wanted to bring Vitiate or Valkorion back to his physical state. And even the Jedi were instantly not okay with it, but the Sith were not even okay with it. Like, they didn't want that to happen. So it just goes to show how powerful Valkorion and Lord Vitiate, or the Eternal Emperor, or whatever. He's got a bunch of names, but how powerful he was. But eventually, Revan did end up eliminating him. And then after he defeated Vitiate, Both of his consciousness merged together, and he went to live in the Force, or joined the Force, whatnot. So he didn't become a Force ghost, I don't believe. Canon and legends can change that. One thing I do want to remind everybody listening is that this is technically all legends. So if they make a new Clone Wars series or Mandalorian, and it for some reason contradicts what we're saying here, that's because that is canon and this is legends. So whatever basically the way I think of it is, whatever the comics and the movies and the shows say, that's canon. Unless a comic is deemed a legends. I know some of the comics, like the Dark Soul, some of the Dark Horse comics are deemed legends or expanded universe. I know I have a couple of them. That's really neat. Moving on, I want to talk a little bit more about Arcann. After he took over the role of Emperor, he ruled for about 5 years until the Outlander was rescued. So he did eventually get rescued. He was actually in Carbonite. So that was while Arcann supposedly thought his father was, his conscience was in the Outlander. Then the Outlander started a revolt against the Eternal Empire. And then Arcann was defeated by the Outlander and then taken by his mother to recuperate, while Arcann's sister, Valen, along with the Scorpio, took over the Eternal Throne in his absence. After being healed on Voss, Arcann returned to Zakuul to aid the Outlander against his sister joining the Alliance. So his mother, Senya Trail, eventually basically redeemed him. So to talk about her a little bit, do you know anything about her?
The Eternal Emperor's daughter?
No, Senya Trail, the Arcann's mother.
Arcann's mother? Not really. All I knew about her was she was really, caring for her sons. But I do believe that the daughter in one of the Old Republic films, Valkorion, took hostage of their daughter or something and shaved her head.
Yeah.
And she was, I believe, taken for treason. And then I believe she, once the last living Eternal Twin was killed, they went on to seek revenge and they both took the throne. The daughter of Valkorion and Valkorion's wife took the throne, I believe, and went on revenge for the Jedi. But I believe the Outlander told them something like Valkorion is the one who is truly evil, and his family went on to kill him, I believe.
Yeah, so I think some of that's true. I don't know about her taking the throne. I know after Arcann was rescued by her, the sister took the throne. I don't know if the Eternal Empire kept on existing or if they kind of disbanded. One thing is interesting is that Valkorion, he was native to Zakuul along with all of these other his wife, or I think his wife, and then his children, but Lord Vitiate was not. He was, I don't know if, yeah, he wasn't, because Nathema was void of all life, his Vitiate's original planet, and they actually trained on Zakuul for most of their life. They didn't really leave Zakuul. One thing is, I've been looking up, I don't know if you guys know this, but I've actually been using Star Wars The Essential Atlas. It's a book for some of my research, and it's actually really, really interesting, and I would highly suggest you getting it. So if you do know that, and you have been listening, and you've been kind of a little bit following along, I don't believe any of this is in the book. I know some of it about Vitiate, but anything about the Eternal Empire is not really prevalent, and I've been trying to do research in here, and it's not been useful, so, or not been helpful with the Eternal Empire. Just for those listening, if you hear me flipping a book, I am looking up Sekul right now on the Atlas. So, yeah. So, Eli, what do you know anything about the home planet, Sekul?
I'm about to look it up, but I think I know it other than his home planet. It was the home planet. It's in the unknown regions, actually. I believe is what it says here.
Gotcha.
So, all right. Let's see. Empire. It's called the Empire Sekul for a while. I believe it says right here. And
gotcha.
On Wikipedia, which is the Star Wars wiki, it says. Oh, never mind. This is about the King of Endor. Sekul.
I have it pulled up on Wikipedia right now. It says Sekul was a planet located in the unknown regions, which Eli just said. It is also the capital of the Eternal Empire, located on the far western edge of the galaxy. Sekul and the surrounding territory were considered part of wild space for a time after the ascension of the Eternal Empire. And it actually has a quote here. And it says, "You're a long way from home. Sekul is the center of the galaxy now. That makes it home." And it's the Outlander and the Nautilian Thay. I don't know what that's from. Listening might know. Email legendslovers@protonmail.com. It'll be in the description, or you can call, also in the description of this episode. Excited. I just recently found out that we were on Apple Podcasts, so I'm excited about that. But it says it does have one sun, and then orbital position is 3. It has 3 moons. Primary terrain, it's swamps and bogs, except for where the arenas and whatnot are planted. Points of interest, it has an endless swamp. It has different kinds of animals. Most species that live there are humans and Nautilians. I don't know exactly how to say that. The primary languages are Galactic Basic. The primary language is Galactic Basic. The government is Eternal Empire and elected Sekul government. Major cities. The major city is called Spire. It's affiliated with the Eternal Alliance.
Ooh.
So that's
found some news about the Empire Sekul.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Now canon. Huh.
Oh.
What? Yeah, really?
If you could forward me that link, whether you do it now or later, that'd be interesting to read up on. I do have some history of the planet, and I know you guys. You're like, we were talking about the Eternal Twins, and now we're talking about a planet that their father was from. And I don't know, it's just fun to go on tangents. But right here it says, yeah, this is Wikipedia, because it has right here history, and then there's a little button that says edit. But here it says, Sekul was a backwater planet located within the unknown regions, having possessed almost no contact with the rest of the galaxy due to its position. But sometime prior to 3637 BBY, which is before the Battle of Yavin, which is episode 4, A New Hope. The planet was conquered by the builders of Lokath, which is another planet. Something to look up. I think they might be referring to the Celestials, which is a really interesting topic to look up, which is in that Atlas, which is really cool. The Celestials, I love reading about them. But conquered by the builders of Lokath, meant to be one of the many worlds to be used as live testing sites for their weapons. Though it's unknown what happened, the early Sekulians eventually immigrated to the planet and lived there, becoming a superstitious people who lived in tribes led by 3 Force-sensitive leaders known as the Matriarch, High Shaman, and Champion. In those early days, the Sekulians believed in the deity known as Zildrug, who was a mentor and guide to warriors and could gift unto them the breath of the dragon, a spiritual boon. So I don't really know a lot about that. Again, remember, legends. Also, this is fictional. Remember, take it with a grain of salt. But a little bit more about it. It says, sometimes during this age, an event occurred. The final battle between the Eternal Fleet and the Gravestone at the end of the Eternal Fleet was shut down. At the end of the Eternal Fleet, the Eternal Fleet was shut down, and the Gravestone was left in the endless swamp by the height of the old ways. The Zakulians had become a nihilistic, I don't know how to say this word, I'm sorry, people who worshipped a bunch of gods, chief among them being Izax, the god of death. Again, a little bit dark. I'm trying to keep this a family-friendly channel. I just want to make sure you guys know that. It goes on to say, Lord Vitiate appeared on the world, having been tempted by rumors about the Eternal Fleet's new annihilation of Wild Space's population. He discovered Zakul and decided to make it the home of his new empire, taking over the body of a powerful warrior named Valkorion. He claimed himself as the savior and began building from the foundations of the Endless Swamp to create his new empire. So it actually goes on to talk about the Eternal Empire and whatnot. But right here it says it has the appearances and then it has sources. So real quick, I'm just going to read you the appearances. It appears on the Star Wars The Old Republic Galactic Strongholds. It's only mentioned there. And then it also appears on the Old Republic Sacrifice on the Old Republic's official website. So that's an article. And that was its first appearance. Then it shows up on the Old Republic Brothers on the Old Republic's official website. So that's another article. And it was only mentioned there. Then it shows up on Star Wars The Old Republic Knights of the Fallen Empire, Star Wars The Old Republic Knights of the Eternal Throne, and then Star Wars The Old Republic Onslaught. It's only mentioned there. And so then it goes on. And it's actually some really cool stuff. Do you have anything else to add, Eli?
So Nathan was explaining in the last episode about lightsaber colors, and if you haven't seen that, I'd go watch it. But yellow means that you're kind of a Jedi Sentinel who hones your skills in combat and scholarly pursuits. The reason I bring this up is because the Eternal Fleet honed a lightsabers. And I just wanted to say that because, I mean, they aren't Jedi, but I mean, I don't know how they would get a lightsaber if they weren't Jedi or Sith, but I can explain. But it probably makes sense they come from like a Sith father, so it'd probably explain like that part in the trailer where they built their lightsaber for like both of them to share for the meantime, and I thought it was cool.
Right. Yeah, some pretty cool stuff there, and it's really interesting. I don't know, but how they had yellow lightsabers, and I know Eli mentioned that. It's kind of weird because usually Jedi are the only ones who have yellow lightsabers. Sometimes Sith have orange lightsabers, but that's very, very rare. And I remember reading about that when I was doing some research for the last episode. I know this is going off on a little bit of a tangent, even for the topic, but I remember reading over here talking about Zakul, and it was believed here was a planet located in the unknown regions and capital. It was a world. The planet was conquered by the builders of Lokoth. So immediately when I think builders of Lokoth, I think of the Celestials. So again, I haven't read up on Lokoth, but I did look up the Celestials, and they are in the Atlas. And so I'll give you a little bit of background. I don't want to go too much into it because we might end up doing another episode on them. I think this is like very detailed on the Celestials. They're also called architects, but the Atlas doesn't go into a lot of depth, and so I might end up using that and doing a couple of research, and maybe next week we do it. I don't know. Don't get excited. But I hopefully after we get into the groove of this and get used to podcasting, I'm only on my 7th or 8th episode, so I'm excited. But let's remember. I just want to remind everybody that this is going to be released either on Tuesday the 9th or Wednesday the 10th. So if something gets changed by then, you look something up and it's brand new. We haven't gotten to that yet. If it's uploaded on the 10th, we haven't gotten to that yet. But going back to the Celestials, it says here on Wikipedia, the Celestials, also known as the Architects, were an ancient civilization who were present long before the dawn of the Galactic Community, probably referring to the Republic, and even the Rakuten Infinite Empire. We might end up, I think, what would be fun is when we go to talk about the Celestials, we also talk about older civilizations. So I know the Rakuten Infinite Empire is mentioned in the Atlas, and another one that's prominent is the Gree, who created Hypergates, and they're mentioned in a novel called Star Wars Dawn of the Jedi Into the Void. So that's a really cool one to read. I'm almost done with that. I started it last week-ish, as I mentioned on last week's episode. But to move on with this, it says, believed to be responsible for a number of large artifacts and anomalous planetary formations and species placements throughout the galaxy. What little was known of the Celestials came from the Xenarchology. It's archaeology. It's another word like that. The Jedi and the Sith alike theorized that the balance between the light and dark sides of the Force was actually under the guidance of the Celestials. So they disappeared out of nowhere. But they created artifacts, the Starforge from Revan. So in the video game, the Starforge that he used was rumored to be created by Celestials, and the technology. But yeah, so stuff like that. So Eli, do you have anything? Do you know anything about the Celestials? You've heard of them.
Sounds cool. Yeah. How they might influence the Force. And yeah.
Yeah, so I think we might end up doing an episode like this. I think I've had a great time having you on, Eli. I think we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up. I ended up not playing audio for the Eternal Twins, but go check it out. There's actually a really cool breakdown by Geetslees. He's a YouTube channel. He's got 297,000 subscribers, so he's relatively prominent. And so it's got some good background information. If you want, look up the Eternal Twins, Old Republic. This one's a little bit just kind of the history of them. I would check out the cinematics. If you look up Star Wars, the Old Republic cinematics, or the Eternal Twins, stuff should pop up. So I hope this was a fun episode. Again, if you guys have any problems, please call in or email me. I want to thank Eli again for coming on. Do you have any last words before we wrap up?
It's about an EA convention on June 11th. That's coming up. Tune in, because rumor has it, and people are going crazy over this, Jedi Fallen Order 2 might be leaked there. I said might. I don't know for sure. Rumors going around. But, I mean, tune in anyway. I mean, sounds cool. And
yeah, have you heard anything about the Mandalorian cast of season 2?
I've heard rumors about Brie Larson becoming to Ahsoka Tano or somebody, and Bo-Katan, yeah. Which I was actually surprised Bo-Katan might actually be making an appearance, and I'm about 99% sure the actor who played Bo-Katan in the Clone Wars might be playing Bo-Katan in real life.
Right. We talked about that a couple episodes ago. But while I was doing a little bit Star Wars information surfing, you know, just kind of surfing the web, and I saw Brie Larson. And it was a little blurry because it was an image of, I was actually on another website just looking through images, and it was blurry, but it looked like Kevin Feige suggested Brie Larson for Ahsoka Tano. So I know some people think Rosario Dawson should be Ahsoka Tano. Personally, I would prefer Brie Larson as Ahsoka Tano. She did, I think, in my opinion, really well with the Captain Marvel movie, and then being in Avengers Infinity War or Endgame. So that was just something cool. But we were talking about new things, and I thought, why not bring up Mandalorian? But thank you so much for being on, Eli. I want to remind you guys, if you want to go check out anchor.fm/legendslovers, that's basically my website. We don't have the link to Apple Podcasts, but we do have the links to Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, Overcast. I'll get my email up on that website, which is legendslovers@protonmail.com. It'll be in the description. Also, if you want to call in, you can go to anchor.fm/legendslovers, or you can call in. The link will be in the description as well. So Apple Podcasts, I know I have looked it up. I have done the research. It is out there. I don't have a link for everybody. So I might end up trying to put that on the website. But I really am. I'm really excited about the direction we're moving in. This is kind of what I wanted to do. Just pull up some websites, find a topic to talk about, and have someone else on the show with me. So hopefully Eli will be on again. If that's okay with you. So hopefully we'll be, he's been with me since the beginning. I mean, I know it's only been 8 episodes, but, still, but with that, remember, the Force will be with you guys always. Thanks for listening.